recognize it, because with the rice you already solved the problem by doing bitul chametz. So how bitul chametz works, so we're not going to talk about that now. But suffice it to say that in the rice, the bitul is sufficient, but I'll be saying the chacham will be sacking the bikkur chametz. So why would they be sacking the bikkur chametz? Simply, they want to tell us why. What was wrong with the din d'araisa of bitul? So Rashi says that the reason why the chacham will be sacking the bikkur chametz if a person doesn't do the bikkur chametz, there's a chance that he may violate by rabbi motzei, which is not much point one. What do you mean he's going to violate by rabbi motzei? If he just did bitul chametz, what's he going to violate by rabbi motzei about? So clearly Rashi is telling you that along with the rice, the bitul chametz works. There's some feeling that there are buzz on that perhaps it's not going to work. Something could potentially go wrong with bitul chametz disqualify the bitul chametz, thereby putting the person back in square one, back in the problem by rabbi motzei. What could possibly go wrong? So Rashi. So the Ran suggests to make the person won't be mavatal chametz b'leim shalom. It's a bit of chametz, called chamir b'chamir. It's an Aramaic, but people don't understand that people think it's just saying chinah. You know, we should all have a good year or something. People don't understand that it's a real halachic concept of chametz. So b'zeh b'shem lo mavatal b'leim shalom. So the person's not mavatal b'leim shalom. It turns out the bitul wasn't really chal, the bitul was a chal, but it turns out that whole thing, chametz and pesach. So according to the Ran, that's what Rashi meant when he says that there was a gezeira that you have to do the bitul chametz, because we don't want the wine just to come in their eyes if it was good. But in gezeira, the bitul may not be done properly, and therefore talk of the problem by Rabbi Moses. According to Rashi, the takonis bitul chametz was a siyah, was a gezeira to protect by Rabbi Moses. So comes Tosus and says that that's not pshat. Comes tells and says that the takon of bikkur chametz was not to protect by rabbi motzei. Let's say the solve the bikkur chametz. That's not a problem. It's not a problem with the raisa. It's not a problem with the rabbanan. So why would he sack in the bikkur chametz? Because they were shemayob al yochlo. The refrain that along with the raisa, you don't violate by rabbi motzei, but with the rabbanan, you still chashash. Make up bikkur chametz. Well, nice, the pizza's still sitting in the freezer. So if you can leave the pizza around, if you can leave the cookies on the table, so then there's a real fear that Gezer Hashem Yavol Yavol, and they come to eat the chametz. So they offer the chametz, and the biggest chametz, it's not enough just to be involved from the chametz. You have to physically go after the chametz, and you're in there, as a Gezer Otto Achimus chametz. So that's going to doses is a very, very different head cut on the Takon of biggest chametz. Going to Rash, the biggest chametz was to protect by Rabbi Yavotzei. Going to Tosus, the biggest chametz was to protect Yisrael Achimus chametz. Because that's what the Ran is. The Ran is that why is it all Bishem above the fashion? Why is that Chavim was so concerned because they're Bishem above the Yachlo? Why weren't they concerned about leaving Machalot in the house, leaving the veils and trinkets in the house? You don't find any other realm of Machalot as soon as you have to go after it. Look at the Chur and the stuff and you get rid of it. So Manish Tana that they went, that you have to go after and seek his Chavetz. So Tosis gives a whole psychological approach in the basis of Sochim. Tosis says, well, it's a Chavar and it's a lot of dealing in it. People need Chavetz all year long. This is more of a field they can eat it on Pesach. But Tosis tries to explain to you psychological and halakhic reasons why Chavetz is different. So the Ran says, you know why Chavetz is different? Because you see the Torah said it's different. The Torah Gufa made a Siyah. The Torah said by Rabbi Yonah, so you see if the Torah was concerned with Gezer Shem of Yavul Yochel. So that's the Chiddush Gadol of the Ran. No, I just don't necessarily have to say that. The Ran will link the Yisur of Abayi Rav to the Yisur of Abayi Rav, even our love of the Araisa. So again, the Chayyus Rashi and Taisa, the Maisa, what do you do with the Yisur? Everyone agrees that some of it, the Rabban, with the Raisa, it works, but the Rashi is to protect by Rav and Matzah, and the Taisa is to protect the Yisur of Abayi Rav, because there is Shem Yav al Yachal. The Gemara tells us, in Psochim, that Avoy Dechzarashi Yivarat, that four persons don't do the Yisur, so the Bechir could make a bracha. So all the Mishalim above, what do you mean the Bechir could make a bracha? Of course the Bechir could make a bracha. It's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. I mean, it's a deraisa, it's a deravon, it doesn't matter. You make brachas on Yerushalayim, the Bechir is a Megillah, and the Yosidayim. So why should anyone have thought that you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz? So the Rosh has an interesting comment. The Rosh of Yerushalayim writes that one perhaps could have conceived that you shouldn't make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz. Why? The Bedikas Chametz is not really a positive mitzvah. Bedikas Chametz is just to get rid of the Chametz. Bedikas Chametz is just a gezeira b'yamo. It's just a way of making sure that you don't violate either by Ra, according to Rashi, or Achila, according to Tosfos. So any ma'isa that's required by the halacha to be done just to prevent the surah doesn't warrant a bracha. comments that there are three different types of Atilus Yadayim that are required by the Halacha B'Sot HaSuda. There's Mayim Rishonim, there's Mayim Achronim, there's Mayim Ratzoyim. So Mayim Rishonim, we don't have that Atilus Yadayim for eating bread. So that push and make a bracha. That's a real bona fide mitzvah d'Rabbanan. You recite a bracha. What about Mayim Achronim? So if you make a bracha, you wash around the Achronim. But basically, everybody wash around the Achronim. So if you make a bracha for Mayim Achronim, so that's the shows you from the Gemara, you don't make a bracha for Mayim Achronim. That Mayim Achronim wasn't so much B'Torah's mitzvah, it's B'Torah's sakrana. Because I were afraid that a person has a melech sedomitz, has a salt, dangerous salt on his hands from the food, and he's going to touch his eyes, he's going to be dangerous, and therefore the Chavos said, you have to wash Mayim Achronim. That's a simple shot, the Gemara, why wash Mayim Achronim? That's what led Tosfos to believe that the mitzvah doesn't apply to Tzman Hazeh. There's no melech sedomitz, and there's no Mayim Achronim to Tzman Hazeh. And on this question, Tosfos chiddush. So Tosfos says, Mayim Rishonim, yeah, Mayim Achronim, no. So then Tosfos says, what about Mayim Mitzoyim? Mayim Mitzoyim, nobody ever heard of Mayim Mitzoyim. So Mayim Mitzoyim is a sugya that appears in the air crack of Kuvit. And the Gemara says, let's say a person is eating milk, eats some meal, and then they want to switch over and build a meal to switch to go eat flesh. So we usually don't do that. So if you want to do that, so then you have to wash Mayim Mitzoyim, and you have to remove the Tilsi Dayim. So Tosfos says, why do you have to do the Tilsi Dayim? It sounds like it's a mitzvah with your Rabban, but it's called Mayim Mitzoyim. So you should make a bracha. So anyone have heard of that? Making a bracha versus washing, eating milk. My kids do this all the time. They start eating milk and they start eating flesh in the same meal. That was usually do the other way around also. So my little one, Abu Zabi, so there's an Uncle Moshe song about never eat meat and milk together. So as he's eating his piece of cheese with a schnitzel, so he's thinking, he never eats meat and milk together. So yesh, no, no, rish, no, 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 so the not quite a good thing. So something. So comes Dyson and says, Kulin, how come we never make a bracha Mayim Mitzoyim? So says Dyson says, no, you don't make a bracha Mayim Mitzoyim, because Mayim Mitzoyim is not a takkon of a terrorist mitzvah. It's just a thing that Chazal told you have to do to avoid bodily disaster, meaning lost the cholam. If you have cheesy, dirty, milk hands, then you're going to go eat your hot dog, so you're going to, by definition, you're going to be eating baskochov together. So the chomu misak, and you have to go ahead and wash your hands. The nature of the din is lemanias adissa. The nature of the din of washing your hands is to prevent bodily getting this cestosis. We don't find that on maisim that are required by the halacha to prevent the surim, that you recite a bracha. Let's say the marshal kasher and meat. So the thirst is now letting down, now letting you eat blood. So the only way you got to get the blood out. So how you get the blood out? Then you have to salt, immediately you have to roast the meat. So we don't find that when you take a piece of meat, you put it in the salt, you cash it in the meat, you make a bracha shaped to the shan, it tells us on the al malicha. Why do you make a bracha al malicha? There's no need to do malicha. Malicha is just a way of avoiding doing an isser. But there's the lamashal nikur achelev. So the halacha is, you shecht an animal, you want to eat it, so you have to remove the chelev. You don't remove the chelev, you can't eat it. So in the butcher store, the trapering, they're cutting out the chelev, so nobody makes a bracha shaped to the shan, it tells us on al nikur achelev. It's not a mitzvah to do nikur achelev. It's understood. You don't want to eat chelev, so you want to eat meat. So then you have to do nikur. Both of the washer for your kasher chelev. So most of the rishonim don't count kasher chelev as one of the tiny mitzvahs. The smach disagrees. Smach counts as one of the tiny mitzvahs. The parsha we put in Hagol that we spoke about yesterday, but 2 days ago. But we assume that kasher chelev is not a mitzvah kasher chelev. It's understood if you want to use the kli, and there's no other way to use the kli, the hefta. So of course you have to kasher the kli. So those types of actions, says those don't warrant brachas. Brachas are already instituted, and you're doing something which is positive. You know, lighting the Megillah, you're lighting the Erev Chanukah, you're lighting the Erev Shabbos. Those are mitzvahs that are bottom that were instituted by Kumba Asay. Those mitzvahs require a bracha. So it comes in Rashi and says in that line of thesis that one could have conceived that the nature of the takana of this chomer is similar to Mayim Mitzoyim. That it's not really a positive mitzvah. It's a gezeir. It's a siyah. That Chazal said you can't live in your house on Pesach unless you actually search through the entire house. But it's not a real mitzvah say, it's not a mitzvah say to the Rabbanon. It's only the Torah's midiyas a iser. If that would have been true, then that would have been required a bracha. So kamash v'lam emergim rav, how do I get to Hashi Yavarim? That's the Chazal come out the way and say that it's not true. But don't think that the nature of Yisrael is just to midiyas a iser. But the nature of the Digis Chometz is such that the Chometz were misakeh, even though the rationale behind the Takana was limited as it is, sir, but Chazal were misakeh, the Torah Skubba said, that's a positive mitzvah. There's something positive about the Digis Chometz. It's not just that you're not violating it, sir, but you've been yaitzi at Takana Sacham, the Kumba say, the mitzvah cool, the Orla Bos, the Boy Gis Chometz, the Orla. It's probably not all that different than Naim Rishonim. Naim Rishonim, Taka also was the problem with the Digis Chometz to a certain extent. formulated the takana as a positive takana called the mitzvah of sefer rabbanu b'tul sidayim. So you have to always be careful. You have to always analyze. Whenever you see that the halacha requires of you to do something, so you have to ask yourself: is the halacha requiring you to do it just to avoid doing a nisr, or is the halacha requiring you to tell kumba asay? If it's just the answer is nisr, then there wouldn't be an obligation of a bracha. Where if it's the kumba asay, then there would be a requirement to recite a bracha. So the ma'aser, when all the dust settles, the ma'aser we do recite a bracha and b'dikas chametz. Because we paskin abayit tzarich shi'avar. We paskin that it wasn't to do the Torah's kumba asay. Nevertheless, even though this is true that chametz is a formal mitzvah, mitzvah saseh min d'rabbanan, and therefore one is a bracha, this idea that the Rosh entertained for us, this hafarina, that one could have possibly viewed b'dikas chametz a little bit differently, it's just that yes, it is, sir, there may be a certain degree of truth to that also. So, as we know from yeshiva, from learning, not every hafarina is wrong. Some hafarinas are very wrong, and some hafarinas are just slightly wrong. It means there's a nuance of truth to it, it's just that it's not 100% true. That the maskan is not true, but it doesn't mean that the havamim is totally off the wall. My nafkamim, how long should spend learning havamim is, some yeshivas spend whole time learning havamim is. We usually don't do that, but we do spend some time on havamim is, because number one, it's important to understand havamim, because then you can understand what changes in the maskan are better. The contrast between the havamim and the maskan is important in terms of derech halimud. But number two, sometimes there's an emphasis in the havamim itself, not just as a contrast to what's wrong. It's like a marshal like sheep, it's like machlekes rishayim, machlekes tatanoim, machlekes amaroim. So sometimes we spend a lot of time focusing on the sheep that's not accepted by halacha. So why do you do that? Also for a variety of reasons. Sometimes when you understand the sheep that's nilchem in halacha, so very often that will highlight the sheep that is accepted by halacha. Very often, by contrast, you'll get a better appreciation of the sheep that we do paskin like. And sometimes, even if that's not necessarily true, it's important to spend time even on the sheep that are not accepted, because very often there is truth to that shita. That's what Rashi writes in Ksubas Matan Zayin. That's what Eil Ve'il Dibelok in Chayim means, says Rashi. That it means that even the shitas that are not accepted by halacha, so even though they're quote unquote wrong, Rashi says that means they're wrong in a particular application of a particular shayla. It means it's a nimnu v'gomru that shita X is not accepted by halacha, but it doesn't mean that shita X is total sheker. It means of course there's evidence of shita X, and sometimes another shayla could come up that shita X may be able to invoke the halacha. We do this all the time. Nice and chayyim we learn. So we'll talk about a particular shita, and we'll spend a lot of time on that shita. We'll all be sure to reject that shita, but there may be a certain kernel of truth for that shita will help us understand, which we'll be able to extract from that particular shita. That's also true when you have havaminas. So also you have to understand the havamina in light of the contrast of the maskana, and also the havamina in and of itself is important. Sometimes there's evidence that can be derived from the havamina. So this is a classic example of that. You know, there's a havamina in the Gemara, that you don't recite a bracha b'dikas chametz, because b'dikas chametz is not really a mitzvah, it's just a minyan sefer. Kamash form the Gemara would be the Barav ben Yitzchak Shivatil, and so Barav ben Yitzchak Shivarech, that it is considered to be a formal takana. So the Mitzvah Gemara himself in that Bava and Aleph, the Gemara speaks about the famous discussion about a person who's not home on Pesach, on the first Ayotzi B'Shayara. Person's going to be on a boat over Pesach, person's going to be out in the desert over Pesach, person's not going to be home on Pesach. Chazal couldn't conceive that a person is going to leave the house for Pesach. No, it's not shy to discuss. Where else are you going to be on Pesach? Who's he going to be home on Pesach? Once in a year, we have a guy who has to go and never get to go out on a camel and caravan. He ends up stuck in the desert on Pesach. Guy's in the forest, the Sfina. He's got to go on a boat. So Marshall, the Gemara in Sukkah, has a whole discussion about the Tanoi, all the time on a boat on Sukkot. We spoke about this before Sukkot. The whole sukkah is in the Gemara about they were on the boat, when they were trying to build the sukkah on the boat, and then only one of them had an esrog. So you have to stop there. What were they on the boat? What were they trying to do here? Nowhere else could they do this. Was a cruise line. This is the Rashida cruise on sukkahs. What was going on? Everybody went on a boat on sukkahs. So we quoted sukkahs time. We quoted that one of the Jewish historians writes that apparently one of the Caesars had died. Right around the end of summer or something, and they were appointing a new Caesar at the beginning of the fall, and it was understood that they were appointing a new Caesar, so all the communities had to come pay homage to the Caesar. So apparently that's the reason why all the Tanoim all of a sudden Sukkot, they had nothing else to do with Sukkot, but take a boat back to Rome. So we started with the political, with Bar Gamliel, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Lezer, we keep all the Gedalia door, had a endeavor, they had to go leave their families to Sukkot and go and go travel to Rome. That's what they were doing on the boat, Sukkot side. But, yeah, it's true, maybe not. But now, when describing the Yosef and Yosef, you have a guy who never is not going to be an open base. What can you do? I have to be open base. So what does he do considering the Deacon's Chometz? So the Gemara says that it depends. The Gemara says it depends when did he leave his house. So if he left his house within Shloshim Yom, within 30 days of Pesach, then Avadah is Mechub Deacon's Chometz. It's not even shy of Avadah. He has to do Deacon's Chometz if he's leaving within 30 days. Because within 30 days before Pesach, all the mitzvahs Hayom Echal and Sholom Vidosh Mechub Pesach Shloshim Yom, it's not just our local in terms of asking shaylas or the right to ask shaylas, whatever shaylas it means, but it also means that the chayvus are already chal, but you have to be concerned about Pesach. It's in the middle of September, so your mother says to you, don't take that food that upstairs because it's going to make the house homeless too. So your mother tells you, it's just your mother. So in terms of logically, you have to worry about chametz and nooks and crannies Rosh Hashanah time, you have to worry about it. But you have to pour them, so you have to stop and think about it. You have to think twice about the mitzvah sayyom. Also so the Gemara says that has a halachic tashkamina, the tashkamina being that the person who leaves his house within 30 days was already mischayed with Dikas Chometz. So says the Gemara, even though the guy is not going to be home on Pesach, he's going away, he leaves through to more Pesach, he's not coming back till Sukkot. It doesn't matter, he's mechuyim in the Rabbanim to do a real bona fide Dikas Chometz Kedasa. But then the Chomer is stuck in the works, he's mechuyim in the Mishnah of Orla Bosa. Obviously, back in the home of Orla Bosa, so the night before he leaves, he's mechuyim to do the real bona fide Dikas. That's the thing about the Mepharish Beot Tzvishayara within 30 days before Pesach. But then the Gemara says, what if a guy leaves more than 30 days before? So then it depends. So if he's not complaining and coming back, he's gonna show up again on Chol HaMoed. So then if Adi has to do the Tzvishayara, it says, how can you leave your house even 6 months before? You're going to die to Lachon, you're coming back during Pesach. But of course you have to do the Tzvishayara before you leave. But if it's 8 days to Lachon, then you're not going to do the Tzvishayara. So there is a ritva in Masechus Pesach with Avah, the quotes from his Rebbeim, who say the following. Even though the Gemara appears that the chiyuv of the guy who's leaving with the Shloshim Yom, even if ain't died the Lachzor, and the guy who's before Shloshim Yom would die the Lachzor, is the same thing with Ika. It means in both cases, the guy's chayav in the Rabbanan Bika Summit. If it's with the Shloshim Yom, he's always chayav. If it's before Shloshim Yom, then it's died the Lachzor, so there's no rights. And it's not exactly the same that if the person leaves within 30 days, then he makes a bracha on the bedikah. If a person leaves before 30 days, even if that's a lot, so he doesn't make a bracha on the bedikah. My nishnada, one from the other. So the beer at the bar, this shit is a ritva, it's clear based on what we just said in the name of the Rush. That the ritva understands that there are really two different mitzvahs of bedikah's chametz. There's a bedikah's chametz with Torahs, a mitzvah derabonah, the Torahs, kachonah, tacham, the Torahs, kumba, say, that the chomah is sakin, that you have to do a nice bedikah's chametz, all of us are bedikah's chametz, kumba, yeah. When is that takana chal? The person shloshim yom ked mechag. That takana zechom. The zman of that mitzvah is from shloshim yom until or labosa. Mechatchila it's or labosa. Your home is supposed to be or labosa the last time. But if you leave before it, so you also nichlo with that takana zechom. It's like the marshal. It's like Chris and Megillah. So for the guy who can lay on yidal, you lay on yidal for the bread farm. So they made this man a little bit earlier. So they made this man. And Megillah they made this man until yidal. But here they make this man until farm 30 days before. So once the person has been doing chametz b'teres takanas acham of all that basar, then you recite a bracha on that bedikah. Whether you're going to be back on him, it doesn't matter. Once it's chalim with takanas acham of bedikah, you recite a bracha. However, says the Rizal, what if a person is leaving the house before 30 days before? So then the mitzvah takanas acham is not chalim them. The tap of that mufim b'dikas chametz. So why does the Gemara say the tap the lach? So you have to check chametz for. That's not the Torah's takanas acham of bedikas chametz. That's obvious. That's bullshit. You can have chametz in your house. You're going to come home on Chol HaMoed. There's going to be chametz there. Gezeir Hashem Yom Aliyachol. Gezeir Hashem Yav Bayirah Beilotzei. That's not the takanas acham of Or Lavosa Beretias Chametz. That's the happening of the Gemara. But the Gemara thought all along that bedikas chametz was only with Noah Hadisser. That's like Kashrin Kehav. That's like Kashrin Yid. That's like Rulgi Chelav. So there are two different halachas of bedikas chametz. For the person who leaves before 30 days, if it's died to Lachzor, so then he's mechuyev to check chametz, not the Torah's takanas acham, the Torah's essay. He's mechuyev to Torah's l'mnom ha'yisr. So l'mnom ha'yisr, he has to check. The person who leaves within 30 days, he's mechuyev to check al takanas acham, the mitzvah's essay, the mitzvah's chametz. My nafkamina is when you make a bracha. So within 30 days, you make a bracha. Says the Ritva, and before 30 days, you don't make a bracha. So there are more paskins against the soul story. There are more paskins. And you only make the bracha on the way of Yudalot, and only all of Boston with the Ike Takana, and you only make the Takana, you only make the bracha when you're being Yetz in the midst of Mishle Musa. From Maisi, you have to be Tzomz anyway. If you leave before 30 days and Night Lachzor, you have to be Tzomz. If you leave within 30 days and ain't Night Lachzor, you also have to be Tzomz. but it doesn't warrant the brachas. I'm doing it like the Ramos. We don't pass it like this long list of the Ritva. But we pass the halacha nice so that the only time you said bracha is only on Orla Bosa. So the Ma'aseh when the dust settles, it's clear that a person is mafarsh v'yotzi b'she'era, so a person is mechuv to do b'dikas chametz. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's what it says in the Shemara. A person leaves within 30 days, even 8 days of Ma'aseh, he's mechuv to do b'dikas chametz. We speak about b'dikas chametz. B'dikas chametz means b'dikas chametz stock, and it means a real bona fide b'dikas chametz. That's what the Poskim write. The Ma'aseh wants a minute to put out bread before b'dikas chametz. Machoik is a Poskim, and he's mechuv to put out bread before b'dikas chametz. So the Ramah well, so there are some who say that if you don't put out the bread, so then it's going to be a bracha v'atala. You're going to walk around and not find anything, it's going to be a bracha v'atala. So the Ramah laughs at that. The Ramah says it's not true. The Ramah says the mitzvah is b'dikas chametz. The mitzvah is not metzias chametz. You do b'dikas chametz, you don't find nothing. Even better, you don't find the shelves that you clean up well. So the Ramah says, mikra din, you don't even have to put out bread. But even those who have the custom, the tel sheet doesn't say you have to put out some chametz beforehand. Otherwise, there'll be a shot of a bracha v'atala. I'm a little tricky that the mitzvah b'dikas chametz is not just to walk around in the light walk and sit down and donkey walk and collect bread. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do the b'dikas chametz. Stop the halal boss up like this chametz there and there. So the pashtas, those standards of the b'dikas should be enforced for the people who are the parashiyot and shiar also. So the chola based on everything that we're saying is that even if it's a bracha for that because there are laws in Korea, the minute is not to make a bracha if it's not on lo yadal and mamish. The guy goes away before Pesach, so he's mechuyim to a real b'dikas chametz. Then the Ramah writes that the person shouldn't confuse cleaning for Pesach with b'dikas chametz. The Ramah says that you have to do cleaning first. If you don't do cleaning, how are you going to b'dikas chametz? If you're not going to clean the whole house, everything's going to be happy about until the night of Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you can stop to clean. So the Ramah says you'll never finish by the Seder. So it's move on to Eilav. Of course you have to clean up. You got to get rid of whatever you can beforehand. And then the final, the grand finale is the b'dikas chametz. But the Ramah says you shouldn't think. Because you cleaned up, so therefore you don't have to do b'dikka. So l'chor, we put all the pieces of this puzzle together so that anyone is going away for Pesach, so l'chor is somewhat of a problem. The whole plan, why do people go away for Pesach? Because they don't want to clean up. They don't want to clean the house. They don't want to cook. They don't keep the house ready for Pesach. So, like I said, if you're mechuyev anyway for b'dikas chametz, so what would that be? Marviyah, you have to clean up. Okay, marviyah, a lot of things. But in terms of the chometz, b'dikas chometz, the chometz, the first b'yos b'sheyara, hasn't really solved anything. So the chometz, in order to understand what's going on, why many people go away and don't really do b'dikas chometz at all, so you need a little bit of introduction. So there is a big machlokes at Poskim about the following shayla. When the halacha says you have to do b'dikas chometz, so what is that halacha about the following? Let's say I have my house, and I have a particular room in my house, that I'm planning on selling, I'm going to sell to the goy. I'm going to sell the chometz, the room, everything I'm going to sell for the goy tomorrow. So is that room obligated to b'dikas chometz or not? So one would think that this shayla should be appearing in the Gemara somewhere. What do? You chiv the b'dikas chometz on the room that you're selling to the goy. So the reason why this shayla is not in the Gemara is because the b'dikas chometz is not in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't know about the b'dikas chometz. The days of the Gemara, nobody did the b'dikas chometz. They did bitul chometz, they did b'dikas chometz, they did beer chometz, and that was it. The previous comments, the years that they said, that the sentence says that if a person is stuck, you're in a boat, then say, you're in a boat, you're in a boat, you can't get rid of your comments, so the only way to get rid of it is to sell it to a guy. Instead of the sentence, okay, you can sell it to a guy. The Gemara in the Bavli and Chafal from Tzachim also talks about the previous comments, but it doesn't talk about it as a procedure to do. The Gemara just says that if a person sells his comments to the guy, so you have to make sure to sell it before the Zman Isser. After the Zman Isser, really, it's not yours. You can't sell it. So if a person wants to sell his comments to the guy, make sure you sell it before the Zman. The Chabad weren't advocating the Mechir's comments. So if you look at the Rishonim, they know the Rambam doesn't talk about the Mechir's comments. When did Mechir's comments enter into our vocabulary? Much later in history, when 100 years ago, when the Jews were in business, the Jews were in the schnapps business, and other businesses, which meant they had to have a lot of chametz. The shas of the mamash hefsin ruger threw all the chametz out. So the person came with the sefira of all the Jewish chametz. Sell to the guy. The gemara was out of sukkim in the beginning of sukkim that lo yirol lechocham et shelcho yatarav al tarosh al chayrim. If you have a goy's chametz and you're rishus on Pesach, so that's okay. Provided that two things. Provided that you're not mekabel chrayis on it, you don't have any responsibility for it. If you're mekabel chrayis on it as a shomer, then you also over by Rabbi Moshe. We spoke about it this year. And also, you have to make sure to make a mechitzah tem tochet. You have to make sure to make a barrier in front of the chametz. So in theory, if you make sure those things happen, you sell the chametz and there's no tebosek rayas, there's mechitza tenth kochim, so then, technically speaking, you really should be okay to sell chametz to a guy. So a couple hundred years ago, many rabbanim came up with this idea, and this has become, of course, over the years, became the meaning of Kali Yisrael to do mechitza chametz. So now that everyone's doing mechiras chametz. So now the shaila came up. But wait a second. We're doing mechiras chametz. We're putting all the chametz into a room. And one of the darchei akniyos, one of the ways that we grasp ownership of the chametz to the guy, is that we rent out the room to the guy. We spoke about this also in the past. The mechiras chametz is very complicated because it's unclear which kinyan exactly he's supposed to use. Because there are a lot of different kinyanim out there, and each one of them has a little bit of a pickpocket, has a problem. There's machloikas Rashi and Tosis, how a goy is called, there's a goy called the Kesef Meshicha, there's a machloikas Aposki, there's a goy called the Kinyan Chotz, there's a machloikas Aposki, there's a goy called the Kinyan Agam. Every Kinyan's got problems to it. So we do a whole series, we do six different Kinyanim just to make sure that we cover ourselves on all bases. And even after the Kinyanim, we're still not sure that we're going to cover ourselves. We hope that also one of them is right. We write into the Shtar Mechira, we write up a whole document of sale, not the document you appointed the rabbi, that we're acting judicially, the document that the Rav saw it with the guy. So it says it, delineates all the different kinyanim that we make, and then it says, and any of the above kinyanim should be accepted. We shouldn't think that the Mechira is only chal, all the kinyanim work. If God's a problem, all those don't work. Probably one of them probably aren't acceptable. So we want it to be clear that either one of the kinyanim is valid, it's also all right. I remember a couple of years ago, some of the YOSSR guys called me from, everything going on? Minsk. One year, a bunch of guys were in Minsk. So they came to Minsk, and the day before Pesach, they called me from Minsk, and they said that the camp that they're in is loads and loads of chametz. It's only Jews there, and nobody ever heard of Mechiras chametz. No one knows what they're supposed to do with all this chametz. So I said, you have to do Mechiras chametz. So they said, okay, we have plenty of grain to do the chametz too, but nobody knew how to do the chametz. So I said, all right, I'll fax the form of the chametz. So they left, it's fax. No fax, because in Minsk, there's no telephone. We had to travel 3 miles to get a phone. I said over in Shul that year, I said that it's not as teaching me the koyach of Golos. Means that when you live in a Jewish community, a thriving Jewish community, that was a teenager. It's going to be really overboard. It's going to be a T-neck. It's going to be a 5 pounds. It's going to be my monks. It's going to be my Mashiach. I'd love the cloud. So a lot of Jews in Minsk 100 years ago also thought that way. So I said, if someone would have told the Jews in Minsk 100 years ago that there's not going to be one person in the whole city of Minsk who has a clue how to do the Mechiras chametz, and they're going to call a rabbi in Paramus, New Jersey, at the time we live in, do Mechiras chametz, so the Rabbanim and Minsk could have told you how to go off your rachah. So I said, and now what happened? You know, 100 years, 60 years later, there's nobody in Minsk, and Paramus, New Jersey, is passing the shadows from Minsk. So I said, that should give you a little bit of a flavor of what Dulles says. You never know. You don't know what's going to be in the end of the journey. We spoke a little bit about the Drush. The Drush brought yesterday. Anyway, back to the story. So they were trying to do Mechiras chametz. So I said, okay, you know what? I'll take you to the Shtar Mechira. A long, long shtar mechira, the shtar between the Jew and the rabbi and the guy, very long, it's not taking forever. I said, okay, we'll streamline a little bit, we'll just get to the punchline. So a lot of 95% of the shtar mechira is a lot of legal, mumbo jumbo about, it was written up by the lawyers. So, okay, so we cut out a lot of that stuff. So I said, the bottom line is, we're doing the following kinyanim, we spell them out with the gar, and then I said, oh, let's get in that line that says, any of the above kinyanim should be good. Any one of the six are good, so that's good. So they had a very, very short, and the Shtar comes home to the kids in Nimbus, but the Shtar to use in Nitz, what they do now. So when you do Mechiras Chametz, so So the problem is that we're not sure if that we can use. One of the things that we use is that we sell the, we rent the area where the chametz is in, we can cast it on the karka, which works for a good, we can cast the karka, works for a good, and then we do either kinyan potter on the chametz, we do kinyan akam according to some of the chametz. We part of the process of the mechira is that we do a kinyan on the karka itself. That was, I remember the first year I did this little story. For the first year I did the Chivas Chametz, the first year I was a Rav, so I went to Mr. Brown, the famous guy who worked with many years. It's called Mr. Brown. So I was at the point of doing the Chivas Sudar on the Karka, in order to do Chivas. So I was new at the job, so I missed that stage of what I was supposed to do. So Mr. Brown corrected me. He said, Rabbi, you forgot to make the Kinyan Chalitin on the karka. He didn't need that wash, but he said, got the exchange with the pen knife on the... So he said, that's all right. So he said to me, Rabbi, I consider myself to be an expert in Rechivas Chametz. And he said to me, I'll tell you what an expert means. An expert means someone knows a lot about a little. I said, that's probably right. I said, I probably know a little more than the shop than you. And I say that to him, but he knew more about Rechivas Chametz than me. So that was, give a shit at once. Once, yeah, one time many years ago, we really brought him in. He's been the guy, been doing Mechiris Chametz for us for 30 years. So we brought him in, he had to give a shiur. And the shiur was cool, but the Mechiris Chametz to the eye of the Gentile or something like that. Different perspective of Mechiris Chametz. Anyway, it's working pretty well. He's getting older. Yeah. Anyway, so come to Pasuk and say, so anyway, we're renting the room with the Chametz and a guy, so we're closing off the room. There's lots of not going to go there. And then we're going to eat Chametz in that room. So some Muslims say, what are you going to do with your Chametz? Well, you put all your whiskey and you put all your boxes of cereal and all your crap and everything in your room. So you're going to go in with Orhaner, or La Bosa Breaker Country, you go to Flashlight and you're like, oh by golly, I just found a bottle of whiskey. What do you do with that box? You're not going to throw it out because it's going to be back tomorrow. Oh my goodness gracious, I just found a box of Cheerios. Asma, you leave it there. So it's a little bit of a light summer. It's not the biggest chametz. So some machmirim says, you have a biggest chametz there. So a room that's going to be sold to the guy. So when tomorrow morning comes, it's not going to be your chametz. It's not going to be your room. So why don't you have the biggest chametz there? That's what a group of machmirim said. And other machmirim say, no, that since comes all that also, but there's chametz that are there. Right now it's yours. Right now it doesn't belong to the guy. It's not the guy. It's not tomorrow morning. So you do the mechiris chametz. Even though the Jew appointed the Rav as the Shaliach a week ago, that doesn't happen. The Mechira, it's not a Mechira, doesn't it? Because they don't get down in the morning. So B'shas, nice, and B'shas, Chiv, and Tikas Chavetz, and Mechuy, and Tikas Chavetz. So what kind of game? What do you mean you're going to, you don't have to do Tikas Chavetz? You have to do Tikas Chavetz. What do you do exactly? It's unclear. So Kupi Bacharem is saying, you have to do Tikas Chavetz in that room. What are you looking for? I'm looking. I found the Shams. What do I do with it? Unclear. What do you do with it? Of course you'll leave it there. So it's very, very strange what kind of Tikas Chametz that is. So it's Machoy Gezachar, what are you doing with a room that's sold to the good? So come sell to us, give us everybody. If you want to be made on the Shiloh, that's so crazy. It's very stubborn. The first people post makes a lot of sense. That, you know, the Chia Gavna, low Tiplo, it's not Shiloh, because Tikas Chametz if you're going to sell the room. So one can argue the following smart. What if, instead of selling my room, what if I sell 20 of my rooms? For that matter, what if I sell my entire house? So if I live there on Pesach, and we can be home on Pesach, what do you mean you're going to sell your house? You can't, you have to lock the chametz up, you have to put in the chitz of tentzvach, and you can't walk in. So what's shayach to sell your house? You can only, if you're home for Pesach, you can only designate certain rooms. But the rooms that you're going to use, the bedrooms, the bathroom, the kitchen, any room you're going to use right across the Pesach, what's that to do with the chametz up? But what if I'm not going to be home the entire week? So if I'm not going to be home the entire week, maybe I can treat my house, and maybe I like that room. So according to Nozach Rambam, we say the apotah from Tikas Chametz on the room that's sold to the guy. So substitute the word room and put in the word house. So I'm selling my entire house to the guy. So I'm selling my entire house to the guy. So what do you want me to do, Rabbi? I'm leaving. It's Lel Yedaled, and I'm leaving tomorrow morning to fly for a week. So what do you want me to do? You want me to do the Tikas Chametz? Where am I supposed to do the Tikas Chametz? The whole house is going to belong to the guy by tomorrow. The whole house is going to be leased to the guy. All the chametz is going to belong to the guy. I'm locking up, and no one's coming to the house to call money. So what am I going to do with the chametz? Well, for what? I'm going to find chametz. Asma. The same way that the guy who finds chametz in the room doesn't have to get rid of it, so the guy who finds chametz in the house doesn't have to get rid of it. So that's what the chametz said. So it comes out now, strange thing. It comes out that a person in the beginning can circumvent the entire of his biggest chametz. So some said, yep, yeah, no good, Abby. All right, you can circumvent the biggest chametz. Toivel Yukel, you're not selling your dishes, you're selling the house, and selling all the chametz in the house. That's not you're not selling
so some achrams in a way, that's a big difference.
Even if you want to be naked, like the first who was supposed to give, and a room that's going to be sold to a guy is not having a bikkur, one can argue that at least the guy's doing something as chametz. So the one or two rooms are sealed off, and he's not going to be in chametz. They're going to be the guy starting tomorrow morning. But the room, the kitchen, the bathroom, the bedroom, he is doing his chametz. So the guy in the yotze is mitzvah to think his chametz. Mashenke, the guy who blocks up his house every day, 7 in the morning and goes to Florida, so he circumvented the home mitzvah. Is there anything wrong with that? Are you allowed to circumvent the biggest chametz? So, l'chora, that may be, if you look back to Rabbi Yitzchak Shaya, what the nature of the biggest chametz is all about. If the biggest chametz is really known that Yisr, the whole purpose of the biggest chametz is just to prevent the person from not violating an Yisr, so then there should be nothing wrong with circumventing that. Let's say, Lamoshal, I have, let's say I traced up a pot, and I don't want to capture my pot. I want to throw it into the garbage. So would anybody say that, no, that's a terrible thing, don't throw the pot away, because you're the bottom of it's a kasher in your pot. So I don't want to capture my pot. Let's say a guy ate milchis, and he doesn't want to eat fleishes now. No, you're chuyuf to go eat fleishes in the wash, my God, so you have to be yaitz in the mitzvah there about a room. Those aren't mitzvahs, those are just minyas isurim. There's nothing wrong with circumventing. Forget, it's better. Only they be silent. That person shouldn't put himself in the situation he's going to be told there. Why should you put yourself in the situation? Gosh, you're probably going to have to throw it out. Torah chal sepan shay Yisrael. The person can't afford it. Okay, the person can't afford it. So you're not going to put the gosh. I'm not worth the bother. It's faster and easier and cheaper for me to buy a new pot than the gosh of the old pot. So there's nothing wrong with that. So the chora in b'dikas chametz would be like the havamina. They're just minyas Yisrael. So good. So be circumvented and fine. But if you hold that b'dikas chametz, it's a real mitzvah. Like halayin is, but it's a shir barach. It's a real mitzvah. So if it's a real mitzvah, so then it's not so nice to be circumvented. You're supposed to be fulfilling that mitzvah. It's the right thing to do. You're supposed to run after mitzvahs. You're supposed to get out of mitzvahs. So some of them are following it. Now, the mitzvah that exists called the Bidikas Chametz, not supposed to circumvent the Bidikas Chametz, if that's true, how many rooms do you have to do to fulfill the Bidikas Chametz? Let's say a guy only lives in one room. His whole house is one room. So for him, that's the Bidikas Chametz. Guy has a mansion in 100 rooms. So for him, that's the Bidikas Chametz. There's no shia of how big, how much you have to check with the Bidikas Chametz. So someone could give the following answer. The guy wants to, quote-unquote, circumvent the Bidikas Chametz in a real way for things. That's what he wants to sell his whole house. So leave one room out of the Bechira. We got one room and say that one room is not being leased to the goy. What's the mila of not leasing that room to the goy? It's a tremendous mila. I could be yaitzeh, the mitzvah, because chametz. For me, this is my house. It's, I live in a one room house. The other 99 rooms in my mansion are going to be under the goy's jurisdiction of the beis up. And this one room is going to belong to me. So the person stipulates with the exception of this one room, so he can ask getting it. He can be yaitzeh, the mitzvah, because chametz. That chametz, and yagra, and this chametz. And he can be circumvented of the Bidikas Chametz and the rest of the house. So here, one room Bidikas Chametz, that's about 50 minutes. Guy doesn't want to do his whole house, taking 10 hours. So one room is willing to do. So that's a very close amount of states. The guy can run away from Pesach. If he wants to do a real Bidikas Chametz, can ask Chadin, Lechat Chiva, hey, should do that, Lama Lo. But a guy doesn't want to do that, so what he should do instead is he should sell his chametz. He should lease out his entire house. That's what many rabbanim have in the shtan mechira. He's leasing out the entire house with the exception of the following room, and let him do a bedikas chametz on the night before.
Yeah, wasn't it a question too long to say that the mechira doesn't work because you don't want to push me to you don't actually have the intention of selling the food and that?
The reason why the mechira is questionable. The person's kavod is not that. No questions about the shmita. That doesn't mean anything. But it's done properly. It's a different.
It doesn't matter. The person actually has no intention of selling the chametz.
No, of course he intends to sell his soul. Doesn't tell him to sell the chametz, and the whole thing is booked. But he writes in the shachar. So it's not. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's blindly illegal.
I'm assuming if someone said, "I'm keeping the house," they wouldn't actually get it.
No, it says that he's leasing the house for a period of 10 days, not leasing it forever. So no, yeah, that's a lot of factor.
So you saw if someone came and sold me in 5 days, I don't think that would be good.
Yeah, well,
if the boy came and sold me in the house for 5 days.
Absolutely, we'd want to do it. 100%. Yeah. They signed a document saying that I'm leasing the house for a period of 10 days.
So you lease the house and sell the chametz?
Right. Sell the chametz and lease the house. You don't want to sell the house and lease it. You're back. So I lease the house for a period of 10 days. whether this whole Eitzah works. Is it really true that I'm not mechuyav the biggest stone, but I rule on yourself to enjoy tomorrow? When the Shabur talks 2 days about this, so then the Shabur has one line, he says, that this machlokes acharonim was about I'm not mechuyav to do the biggest stone, but I rule on yourself to the guy. One could argue, says the Shabur, if the sale didn't take effect yet. It means when it comes, well, you know, all that box, it's still mine. So that's why many Acharonim say that. If it's mine, I don't care if it's going to happen tomorrow. I should show up right now. It's going to be the Sonnet on it. God says, Mishnah, what if a guy pulled up the following stunt? What if he did the Mechira via Gimel? He does the Mechira 10 days before Shkia on Lel or Pesach. So now when Orla Bosa kicks in, what's that look like? When Orla Bosa kicks in, it's not yet, what? It's not his Chavetz anymore. That means when did the Echvanim Machinir got to the Chavetz that belongs to you? At the time of the Chavis Bedika. So the Chavis belongs to you, the house belongs to you, the room belongs to you, when your balance comes in, so the Chavis and say he still has Bedika's Chavis. But if the Chavis doesn't belong to you anymore, the house doesn't belong to you, Leo Yadalit, so if it doesn't belong to you, then the Chavis and Mishmur could be anybody agrees that it's okay. So therefore the Mishmur recommends if a person doesn't want to do Mishmur's Chavis on a given room, the Mishmur couldn't believe that guy didn't go away from Pesach either. The Mishmur was talking about a guy's home Pesach, just putting aside one room. The Mishnah says a guy who's going away and wants to not do the Digas Chavas and Rubis, not to a guy, the better thing to do, says the Mishnah, is that the Mechir should be arranged on good Gimel Nisan. So it's based on that line in the Mishnah, that many Rabbanim have the practice of arranging what's called the Mechir Yad Gimel. So what Mechir Yad Gimel basically means is that we're relying on those folks who say that if you whatever room is going to be leased out to the guy, it's not Chai or the Chavas. It's better to rely on those poskim only if you have that the Mechir actually took place on Yom Yom. And Mechatchila, leave out one room. Many poskim say Mechatchila, leave one room out of the lease, that would at least you have to write a little bit of a mitzvah. So that's the source of many Rabbanim who will do a double Mechir's Chavetz. That means they run to the guy twice. They run to the guy Yidala and more than anybody else, and then they run to the guy also for the Mechir Yom Yom. So this Mechir Yom Yom has become very popular over the last couple of years. More people go away from Pesach. More people want these chametz, but this Mechir Yad Gimel has become popularized. Mechir Yad Gimel is also critical for somebody who's going to Eretz Yisrael. The guy's going to Eretz Yisrael, and the father has to do Mechir Yad Gimel. If you're going to Eretz Yisrael, the Mechir Yad Gimel takes place at 10 o'clock in the morning. You're already sitting down to your Seder at that time. It's past the Zman Issa, but there's any Moskim by Yoram, let's say, follow the Gabal, not the Chavetza. Even though your chametz is in America, but if you're in Eretz Yisrael, that may be a problem. So anyone going to Eretz Yisrael has to do Mechir Yad Gimel. Anyone who's not going to Eretz Yisrael, who's going away from Pesach and doesn't want to do a real Mechir Chavetz, preferable Mishabur says to do a Mechir Yad Gimel. And there are some who still do a Mechir Yad Gimel that don't play with them.
If you go away to Gimel, do you have to do a Ketika as you got to?
I mean, if you arrive at a hotel now,
if you're going to someone's house, you do it.
So if it's somebody else, hopefully the Balabais did the
Mechir. Yeah, okay.
If so nobody did it, but
so
it's not your Chir. The Chir Dik is really the Balabais. Unless your mom is renting it from them. In hotel rooms, a different story. Even though you're renting, you're not renting the room itself like Pesuzah. Pasha has ordered that the hotel room is not my team, it's hotel seal. So if the hotel is Jewish, then it's Dechi, the hotel is Belenia, and it's not there. We won't get it, but I don't have a chiyuv towards Pesuzah because they can move me to another room. So the same thing where Dechi is coming, Pasha is not my chiyuv. On the other hand, I said, being a room on Pesach, there's real comments in the room, that's also not so appropriate. So I tell people when they go to hotels, they should do a chit-chat with you.
Yes.
So hotels are pretty small. So they should have 2 minutes to do a big other footage on to make sure there's nothing, nobody left their candies behind or something, and look around, so there's no hobbits. And showing, but Tasha's without a problem in the hotel. Because you think there's no one here. Okay. Any more questions? The feather. Because the Sifter Shraga had a send you a few stones to raise money. So they became the American Mint. So the wooden spoon is a rashash that says I'm sorry. So when you burn the chametz, you have to burn some wood with it. Because no doubt the earth is no sir. No sir has to be by age. So that's a big change. Most of us don't accept that. But that's really came from the wooden spoon. The feather, you have to collect the chametz for something. So this is pretty vacuum cleaner. In Europe, how they quit things, a little more feathers.
How do you
use a flashlight? One should use a flashlight. I don't think you really have to need something to clean. We don't know how the whole candle still works. We're going to bed with the candle. So we have to get to the flashlight.
You can
use
that in your car also?
A lot of people use it. Yeah, it's better to use it in your car than your house. It's much more comfortable. My home looks like a Jacob's. Oh, yeah, do you want those?
As far as the prayer comments goes, do we each have to do a prayer comments here, or like what our father
did? If you have any comments in your dorm, you should do a prayer comments.
Like what our families are doing doesn't.
Well, if you have comments in the dorm, they should write down the ad for the dorm also. Cell phone number, or write a contact, something to do, you don't have to track them down.